To start off, I need your name and title for the record.
Bill Colas, Mayor Higginsville.
And Mayor Colas, I guess the biggest thing I need to talk to you about was I understand you had a busy Thursday, last Thursday evening. A little bit of excitement here in Higginsville.
Sure did. Not only did I have a program ahead of the fires that took place, but about a four-hour session, I went home, thought I'd go kick my shoes off and put my feet up, only to find out we had a very severe fire at the Ag Power, which is the John Deere dealer here in Higginsville. And I got in my vehicle and traced it down and made it out there, watched the fire until about 2 a.m., or watched the people working on it, I should say, until I finally got it under control. And I didn't know it was as bad as it was until I actually was out there in the daylight and saw how bad it was.
And lots of cooperation through your emergency services here. There was a second fire, and reaction time was very quick.
It was. We had most of our people at the John Deere dealership, and when we had it a little over a mile away in town, we had a residential fire. That entire structure was lost, as it turned out, but we were able to put people there, put water on the scene, and then save the building right next to it, which is very important as well. So that home did not burn, otherwise it had been lost too. They did a super job of spreading themselves very thin, and the equipment as well. But we had plenty of water, we had the manpower and equipment, and got it done and took care of things.
Now, who all come over to help Higginsville?
Well, we had, of course, the foam truck from Marshall was here. That was awfully nice because when you have an oil fire, those kinds of fires, I think foam works better than just water. But Warrensburg showed up. We had Alma. We had Concordia, Quarter, Concordia, Lexington. I think altogether I counted 8 units out there, from ours included, 8 different fire companies out there fighting that fire. We had plenty of equipment. And then, of course, the CERT team, which is the volunteers, is the civilian volunteers who direct traffic and do those kinds of things, kind of go with that situation. But as was mentioned earlier, all of our department heads were involved, our superintendent of the streets, you know, blocking streets, the police department doing the same thing, crowd control and traffic control, and folks that were trying to tell people where not to go and trying to keep them from getting in the way and getting injured and those kind of things. So it was a big effort from a lot of people. Mutual aid really worked well for us. And so it could have been worse. As bad as it was, it could have been worse, but I appreciate everybody that did have a hand in taking care of it.
And no one hurt?
No, no injuries at all. And that was the first question I asked. Was anybody in the building or was anyone hurt when those explosions took off? And no, we didn't have a single injury.
Okay. Any word yet on the causes?
I haven't received any word on the causes. I'm sure that'll be coming as the fire marshals takes time to investigate the situation, takes a look at that. I'm sure the insurance people are still going to be gathering information and those kinds of things. So we don't have an exact cause of it. I know about where it started, but what actually caused it to start, you know, of course, back in the repair area, there can always be a lot of fluids and those kinds of things available to cause a problem. But we don't know yet, and so we'll be getting that information, I'm sure, not for too very long.
And, of course, Ag Power is very important here to Higginsville. Rebuilding process is coming along nice.
Yeah, we heard today, there was a meeting already. I think that just speaks well of our people and their people that we've already gotten together. They have and had a good meeting to try to discuss what's going to happen in the future. Their plans are to rebuild on the same location, modernize a new facility. It will look better than what was there before, obviously. That facility there was well over 100 years old, so it's going to be fresh and new and bright and do a nice job of serving the public again. I know they want to get that done as fast as they can, and sure, have to wait on the officials and those kind of entities to get their job done before they can start raising the place and get it cleaned up so they can start building new. But that is their plan. They want to put back in Higginsville. They want to be in Lafayette County. Very important for both of us, for the city and for their business. So we're welcoming that.
Okay. And one more piece of business I wanted to talk to you about. Claire McCaskill is coming to Higginsville. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, she will be here. Our center will be here on the 19th. That's Wednesday of this week, being at our community center here in Higginsville. That's the 21st in Walnut in Higginsville from 3 to 4. And she kind of calls them town hall meetings. And she's done this a couple of different times. I've met with her and shown her around Higginsville a little bit. I'm asked to introduce her this time. It's my privilege to be able to introduce the senator. Welcome her to Higginsville and the other folks who will be there that day as well. And looking forward to that part of it. But she's easy to talk to. She's just like anybody you'd want to visit with. She's very pleasant, very smart lady. And I know we'll have some good remarks from her. And if we have some remarks that we'd like for her to take back with her, why, we welcome that as well. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I believe I've covered everything I wanted to cover here, Mr. Mayor. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I don't know. We had kind of a stressful weekend. We had more fires than just on Thursday. We had some Friday and Saturday grass fires and type things. Handled well. Again, no injuries. We had the people. We had the equipment. Got it all done. I had a terrific birthday celebration yesterday. That was my actual birthday. I can't believe the outpouring of cards and well wishes I've received. Well in the hundreds already. It's just amazing. I think that's more than I've ever gotten in 10 years of birthdays. But anyway, I just want to thank those. I know some of them, I won't get a chance to say thank you personally to them. But if somebody that I'm talking to right now might have sent me something, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's always nice to be thought of in that way.